If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But what if Abraham had not had Isaac, but trusted only in Ishmael? What if Noah had built houses and barns and not a boat? What if Enoch had relied on what he most certainly had, a wife and family and great success, and then not go to heaven? What if you and me achieve our dream job?
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thanks, Jerry. And my friends, there's a phenomenon that sometimes happens when a young person experiences great success early in their career or even just early in life. You see it in child TV and movie stars or even music, or you can see it in individuals that through creating something for the digital world, and we all know that younger people seem more adept at that, they overnight are wealthy beyond their dreams, or they play the stock market or get an enormous athletic contract and in turn get wealthy beyond their dreams. They can't handle it. They waste their money and, like the prodigal son in the Bible, destroy their lives in riotous living. Justin Bieber. Well, there's an example of someone who achieved such great success and began to destroy his life early in life with alcohol, drugs, immorality, and pride that broke virtually every relationship. His life was a mess. The good news is he's getting it back together with the Lord. But often when great success is achieved so early without years of hard work and depression sets in, as the person says to themselves, I have all this. What's left? All my dreams and goals have been achieved. There's nothing more. That all can be disastrous. But there is another way, another perspective. Well, we are talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to Building 429 sing, We Won't Be Shaken.
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. We won't be shaken.
trust in you. We will not be moved. We will trust in you. Yeah, we won't be shaken. We will trust in you.
In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the writer starts out talking about the faith of Abel, Enoch, Noah, and Abraham. And then after noting Abraham's and Sarah's blessing of family, when their bodies were, as the word says, good as dead, he says this, all these people were still living by faith. When they died, they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had the opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. I think you probably see some of the direction that I'm going already. But when this writer starts off and says that Abraham and Sarah did not receive their promise, even though they had Isaac and Noah didn't receive his promise, even though God preserved only his and his family's lives, what can he mean? Certainly, Noah and Abraham had tremendous success, and Abraham certainly found the land that was promised to him. But all these certainly did die in an even greater hope than even the saving of their lives when all others died, or than having children at age 100. And reaching the land of promise. You see, each of these individuals, even in achieving great success in their lives, had a very different perspective, an eternal one. They saw, the Bible says, and welcomed them from the mortal life to life in eternity. Then part of this perspective was that they called themselves strangers, pilgrims, aliens in this earth. This was continuous dissatisfaction with all they had achieved and even that given by God. Think about that. They called themselves aliens when they had had all these gifts from God. Well, that sounds ungrateful, doesn't it? It was rather right in line with God's plan. He never intends for us to be satisfied, set, or completed in this life. Those who achieve levels of success without following God find there is never enough, and there is never a way to be satisfied. When you are richer than everyone else, will it be yet one more dollar that you need? The dissatisfaction here, however, was that they were aliens because home was with their God and Savior, a country of their own. Then he says something very intriguing, but also very helpful. He says, if they had been thinking of the country they had left, in other words, their old life, the ungodly life, the life they used to know and once felt comfortable in, he goes on, they would have had opportunity to return. You hear the principle? He's saying they were and we are free. We can go on with faith, hope, and God. We can grow in our life and love for Christ our Savior. Or we can return to that messed up, disastrous life of self and slavery, to the old idols that once felt so comfortable. There's pleasure in sin for a time, my friend. There is comfort in even the success of this world. But what if Abraham had not had Isaac, but trusted only in Ishmael? What if Noah had built houses and barns and not a boat? What if Enoch had relied on what he most certainly had, a wife and family and great success? What if you and me achieve our dream job, a family, a comfortable, even rich lifestyle, and rely on that, become satisfied with those blessings? Or what if we return as well to sin and self, trusting not in God, but ourselves in this world? Well, my friend, this is not the way of faith in God and hope in heaven, and it will not end well. It says that those whose faith caused them to live for God found the city God had prepared for them. Where is your life headed? You have a choice. Notice that all these others could have chosen to return from where they came, their former home, and not obey God, but they didn't. They also lived and looked for that home with God. So trust God and live. Be faithless and die. That's the choice. So why don't you make that choice right now and pray with me? Dear Jesus, I do not want to live in the past or even present with selfishness and sin. I want my focus to be toward your home. I want you to live in me and prepare me to be with you forever. Come in, cleanse me from all my sin. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME, 877-306-4663. You can reach me online at SundayBreakfastMission.org, SundayBreakfastMission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, this new focus, this focus toward God and the hope in eternity. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.